What's going on, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Natterday Afternoon Podcast. For new listeners, thank you for tuning in and listening to this podcast. For the old listeners, the OG listeners, I'm officially back. Kind of took some longer time than I wanted away from the podcast. With everything going on in the world, me being back home and then also starting a new career, things have been a little bit crazy, but, I've wanted to come back to this podcast for a while. And, thank you for everyone who's been listening. These podcasts going forward going to sound a lot different. I figured I had so many friends or just random people I didn't realize listening to podcasts, saying good things, really enjoying it. And with that many people listening to it, I kind of want to do something different. It's always been a goal of mine. I want to do a podcast, but, some of the podcasts have helped me have all been self-help, things that actually give some information, things to learn. So, I figured with all the things I've learned from reading, listening to podcasts, or just talking to individuals, why not bring everything I learned and kind of share that, with everyone here. So, that's the vision of the podcast going forward. I want to kind of share, things I've learned along the way and things I'm still learning and kind of use this podcast to document my journey as well, selfishly, but, see where I start off and see how, as I'm learning and implementing these new things that I'm learning, how it affects me and, where my life is going in the future. But also for you guys, kind of just listen what I learned. Maybe you don't have time to, listen to a book, or maybe you don't have time to listen to podcasts, but maybe you have time to listen to this podcast, and or maybe just enjoy me, enjoy hearing me talk and just sharing stuff. So, happy to have y'all, happy to, have this going forward. Definitely, let me know what y'all think. I want this podcast to be helpful for y'all and just, see where things go. So, that's the vision for the podcast going forward. Hope y'all enjoy. Today we're going to talk about the five tips I have for leveling up. Now, when I say leveling up, I'm not talking about being an overnight success. I'm talking about, things I've learned to kind of grow, personally and professionally, to be a better person than I was the day before. So, that vision, the dream I had of the person I want to be in life, I want to create, how can I, do things today to make that vision clearer, or, be on the right foot to go there. So these by no means are, tips that you have to follow, or, if you do these five tips, you will be successful. It's just, five tips that I've seen, help other people, and it's helped me along the way. So I want to share that with y'all. Now, before we dive into this week's episode, I want to give a quick shout out to Jade Black. Being somewhat of a stylish guy, I'm always looking for quality glasses that can add to my wardrobe, and Jade Black has been a tremendous help for just that. They have a wide variety of glasses that are made with premium handmade Italian acetate. I'm telling you, when you get these glasses, you can just feel the quality in them. Not only do they make sunglasses, they also make blue light blocking glasses, which is a must-have in the technology age that we live in. The blue light that our phones, laptops, and screens emit can be damaging to our eyes and also cause headaches or even issues sleeping at night, especially now during this pandemic with so much of us working from home and staring at screens all day. The best part about these glasses, they're so high quality at a fraction of the price that you would pay for designer glasses. All their glasses start off at only $49, but my listeners can get an additional 10% off at checkout when they use discount code DUSTIN10. That's DUSTYNN10. If you want to check them out, the link is in the episode description down below. I'm telling you guys, when you get these glasses, you will absolutely fall in love with them. All right, guys. Now, for the past couple months, I've been challenging myself to try and read and learn more. I've been each week, having a new book, trying to read a book a week. I can't, I don't really have the time to sit down and read, but I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks, using Audible, also just listening to podcasts or just watching YouTube videos. And as I've been hearing all these different authors and influencers kind of talk, I've started to notice that there's kind of some overlap in some of the things that they've been talking about. A lot of these individuals are all kind of saying the same stuff, just in a different way. So today's episode, I kind of compiled some of the things that I've seen that, all these different authors or influencers have, you know, spoken about and given in their episodes. So today is some of the five tips of leveling up that I've learned, and you know, maybe you guys listen to this and start implementing in your lives. But the first one, and I think also the most important, is investing in your mental and physical health. There's this song by Logic. I can't remember the name of it, but he said this one line that kind of still sticks with me. In this song, he says, "In the end, we spend all of our money repairing our body and mind when we really should have just spent time." And in that alone, I think that's just such a powerful statement right there. You know, health is something that's so overlooked nowadays, when one of the most important things is your health during the pandemic. It's one of those things that we don't really talk about and we don't really spend time learning about. So I want to share a little bit on that. You know, first off, your physical health. Now, that's when you think about health, that's obviously the first thing that we think about, you know, how our bodies are, you know, how we treat our bodies. And you know, a lot of people will talk about diets, what they're eating. And, you know, personally, I've never been a fan of a strict diet. I went vegan for a while, and that's honestly one of the best things I did. You know, I did the keto diet, I did the low carb diet, I did the carnivore diet, which is basically just all meats and carbohydrates, no vegetables. Don't really recommend that, but if that's your thing, you know, why not try it? But, you know, the thing I've learned about trying all these different fads, or I also did the intermittent fasting thing, was, you know, it was all about being mindful of what you put in your body. Now, a lot of the times you would log what you eat, you know, if you want to log the macros or just log what you eat in general. And I notice, you know, when I eat certain things, the next day I feel a certain way. And through this, I've kind of learned to be more cognizant or mindful of what I'm putting in my body and just how much, you know, good health actually affects my mood and my energy for the day. And just the importance of staying in good physical shape. You know, whether it is you go to the gym, get a workout in, or if you run, bike, or just go outside and walk if you want to walk your dog, you know, especially these times, your physical health is just something that impacts you so much. But not just your physical health, also your mental health. I think this is something that's just as important and something that we overlook a lot too. You know, when you have a friend who may not be in a good state mentally, you see how it affects their mood and it affects their life. And you know, it's something that we don't really talk about too much, but I feel like we need to talk about it more, just, you know, trying to be more positive, not just with other people, but also with ourselves. Anyone who knows me, I'm a big David Goggins fan, and in his book, he talks about the most important conversation that he had is the one with himself. And a lot of the times, even during the pandemic or quarantine, or people like me might be living by themselves, I talk to myself a lot. It's probably not the most healthy thing, but you know, you got to be mindful of the things that you say to yourself, and that affects your mental health. You know, if you're negative to yourself, or you mean negative to other people, and you know, kind of people feel that energy, you know, take that energy with you everywhere. So that's something that I definitely think that you need to be more mindful of. We all should be mindful of, you know, the positive energies that we're giving off. So, you know, tips to, you know, having good mental health is, you know, positive thinking, obviously, but also, you know, talking to family and friends. Anytime I go through something, you know, I tend to bottle it up, and, you know, later down the line, it comes out in some shape or form that affects me. I'm kind of like, oh, you know, where is this coming from? So that's why I try, and you know, anything that's going on, talk to friends, close family, coworkers. But also the other aspect, you know, of mental health is, you know, learning or challenging yourself to new things, especially, you know, during these times, you kind of notice that we're getting these patterns, getting a routine, and we don't really break from it. And we're kind of like in this brain fog. You know, I remember when pandemic first kind of happened and was, you know, we were in quarantine, I was working and just working on the weekends, couldn't go out and do anything, and just kind of got in this routine. And, you know, some days I wake up and I was just in this actual fog. Like I couldn't really think. And I realized it's because I wasn't really doing anything new. So that's why I kind of, you know, went on the path of listening to podcasts, or, you know, learning, or, you know, listening to audiobooks or trying to read books. And I realized whenever I started doing that, my mind was just more clear, had more vision, and, you know, trying to fill more at times with activities. Like right now I'm trying to learn Spanish. You know, it's funny because I took 7 years of Spanish in high school and college, and now I can't even speak a lick of it. So that's one thing that I'm personally challenging myself to do. And, you know, it's, I see it in, you know, even though I might not be the best at speaking Spanish right now, I see how just doing that habit daily and just showing up, you know, each day trying to learn just trickles down other aspects of my life. So that's the first tip is, you know, investing in your mental and physical health. Now, the next tip, this is something that, you know, I am, I'm a preacher of, and that's, you know, upgrading your look or, you know, being mindful of your, you know, your physical presence. You know, Deion Sanders said this, Sean said this too. I think one of those guys said it first. I don't know, but you know, they said, you look good, you feel good, you play good. And you, when you play good, they pay good. Guys, I mean, you're, you know, you think about when you first meet somebody, even before they say a word, you know, let's be honest. We all kind of judge people on their appearance at first. You know, first impression is everything. You know, there's a study that, you know, people make a, you know, a judgment on somebody in the first 5 seconds when they see them. And think about the first 5 seconds when you see somebody, you know, whether it's across a room, whether it's, you know, across a bar or in the workplace, even before you talk to them, you know, you see their appearance and in your mind, you psychologically make a judgment on them just on how they look. And that's why, you know, first impressions are everything. You know, think about your first day at school or your first day at job. You know, I remember back when I was a kid, you know, first day of school, I literally the night before, like, laid out my outfit, you know, down to my boxers, even though hopefully no one's going to see them, my pants, my shoes, my socks, my shirt, just make sure everything looked fresh for the first day of school or even the first day of my job, you know, even I had a little tie, even though no one wore ties, I just, you know, did it. I don't know why, you know, wore a tie, you know, slacks, Taco Tuesday socks on, even though it was on a Monday, and, you know, nice loafers. And, you know, it just shows the power of first, you know, first impression. You know, even if I'm not going to work or, you know, first time going to work, even when I go out, I always make sure I look good because, you know, you never know who you're going to meet that day. To my single guys out there, you know, you never know. Maybe that one day you go to the supermarket, go to the gym, and, you know, see that girl that you've always liked, and she kind of just looks at you the one day and, you know, start a conversation, and you're like, crap, I'm not on my A game today. You know, I don't look my best. So that's why it's always, you know, important to, you know, style up a little bit, you know, up your style. I think about when I was in high school or college, you know, how my look kind of changed. You know, I hope your look kind of changed, you know, as you kind of grow up. But you think, you know, as, you know, trends change and times change, you always want to up your look and kind of look more professional or, you know, look whatever way that makes you happy. Now, the way you look or the what makes you, you know, happy, how you look may not make someone else happy. And that's where, you know, you want to kind of throw in your own personal style there. You know, the point is, you know, not to try so hard to stand out, but you don't want to feel uncomfortable with how you're looking. You know, think about a group of guys, you know, especially when you spend time with friends, you start realizing that everyone kind of starts looking the same way. And it's hard to kind of stand out that way. So, you know, whenever you up your look, try and, you know, add like a little bit of flair, a little personal taste in that. Just so, you know, like I said, you feel good in what you're wearing. You know, maybe later down the line, I'll do an episode exclusively on this. I know a lot of people, you know, give me compliments on how I dress or, you know, kind of how I guess up my style, but, you know, it's something that doesn't have to be expensive. You know, I really don't drop that much on clothes, which kind of just having knowledge of, you know, what looks good, what goes good together, you know, goes a long way. So that's the second tip is upping your look, you know, upgrading your look. Now, the next one, this is something that, you know, I find was super helpful, and it's auditing your time. You know, how many times have you guys heard, you know, people say, oh, I don't have enough time to do this in the day, or, oh, you know, there's just never enough time in the day to get things done. And this is something I also learned in, you know, David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me. I'm sure I've talked about this book so much. If you guys know me personally, you know, I talk about this book all the time, but this book literally I would say it changed my life, you know, changed my mindset. Maybe, you know, I think I'll do an episode on that book later on, or just, you know, if you guys haven't read it, I highly recommend, you know, getting it. Or if you do get it, get the audio version. They also do a podcast in it. So, you know, they'll talk about a chapter or part of a chapter, and then afterwards actually break it down. You get, you know, more Goggins, you know, in the book made by David Goggins. But he talks about auditing your time, you know, and I think today, you know, this age, we waste so much time, you know, that we don't even notice. If you have an iPhone or if you have an Android, you know, nowadays you can also look and see how much time you're spending on your phone. And not that many people do this, but I started doing this more and more. And, you know, I realized that on average, you know, I spend about 4 hours a day on my phone, which is, you know, sometimes it's on Instagram, other times it's for stuff work related. And you can also see that breakdown. But, you know, on average, people spend about 3 hours a day on their phone. Now, that might not sound like that much to you, or might sound a lot, you know, to other people. But when you think about that, 3 hours a day, that's 21 hours in a week, 84 hours a month, and 1,008 hours a year, which comes out to 42 days of someone just staring at their phone, whether you're scrolling through Instagram, Snapchat, or maybe you're just messaging people. And you don't really realize, you know, how much that time kind of stacks up, and you're wasting time in your day. And you know, that's a good thing about auditing your time. Once you realize, you know, you see those gaps or those white space that you waste doing certain tasks, you know, you find ways to utilize that or try and take advantage to try new stuff. Now, maybe you work an 8 hour day. I think nowadays it's kind of rare that people work 8 hour days. You know, we're looking more upwards to 9-10 hours, but let's say, you know, you work 8 hours a day. All right. Your commute is an hour both ways, so an hour to get there, an hour to come back. You know, even though you're spending that time commuting to work, maybe you can listen to, you know, listen to an audiobook or listen to podcasts, or, you know, spend that time and, you know, call somebody, check in on them. You know, I've tried to spend my time in my car. I don't listen to music anymore. Anytime in my car, I do exactly that. You know, I listen to audiobooks, or I also try and spend that time to catch up with people. And especially nowadays, you know, people's lives are, you never know what someone's going through. And it's always good just kind of checking on a friend, you know, make sure they're good and just catch up with them. And, you know, I think the more aware and more mindful of how you're spending your days and the activities that go into it, you know, it just opens up so much time, and we're able to utilize that time so much better. So tip number three, audit your time, guys, which brings us to tip number four. Now, this is something that I personally struggle with every day. I'm trying to get better at this. It's just, oh man, it's just so hard, but that's waking up early. Now, when I say waking up early, obviously that means, you know, it's a different definition to everybody. But when I say wake up early, I try and wake up, you know, around 5-6 o'clock in the morning. And the purpose of this is to start your day for yourself and not for others or work. I remember back when I was working my other job, I had to be there at 9 o'clock each day. And I live about 5 minutes away, so my commute wasn't that long. You know, it doesn't take me long to get ready for work. So I was waking up like 8 o'clock, you know, even some days pushing it to 8:30. And I realized when I was doing that, whenever I got to work, I was still waking up. You know, I wasn't awake yet. The first, you know, hour and a half, even 2 hours of work, my work day was still waking up. And, you know, I was always wondering, you know, why people wake up so early, you know, why put themselves through that. And, you know, when I'm reading and hearing these other people, when they do it, these successful people doing it, it's for that fact that I mentioned, it's to start your day for yourself and not for work or others. Now, you know, let's say my job, you know, I start at 9 o'clock. You know, if I wake up at 5, that's 4 hours before I actually start my work day. Now, what would I do in those 5 hours? Now, I started doing this lately. You know, my work day now starts around, you know, 9-10 o'clock some days. So I wake up at 5:30. And the first 30 minutes, I meditate. You know, surprisingly, I meditate. And I know some people are like, oh man, Dustin turned full hippie. What the hell is he doing? You know, I really didn't see the benefits of doing this at first. I thought it was kind of, it's kind of dumb, you know, focusing on my breathing. You know, I breathe every day. Like, why do I need to focus on that? But when I started doing that and getting in that habit, you know, a lot of it is creating habits. You know, waking up early is creating a habit. But, you know, meditating, whenever I do that, I feel like I'm more awake, but I'm more focused during the day. You know, after I meditate, I'm just, my body, you know, I feel better. My mind's clear. I don't have that, you know, that hectic start to my day. And a lot of people might do this too. I know a lot of people do this, but a lot of people, when they wake up, the first thing they do is check their phone. And I remember Jay Shetty said this, you know, whenever you first wake up, you wouldn't have, you know, 50 or 100 people walk into your room while you're still waking up. But whenever you, the first thing you do is check your phone, you know, go on social media, check other people's stories. That's essentially what you're doing. You know, you're still waking up and you're automatically, first thing you're doing is checking in on everyone else, you know, rather than starting your day for yourself. So whenever I meditate, you know, I kind of just clear my mind, you know, get a vision for how I want to start my day. And it's just that much better. And I have more energy. And the next thing I do is I go and work out. Now, getting a workout, this is something a little bit tricky because me personally, you know, I like to work out later in the day because I get more out of my workouts. I feel, you know, I'm pushing more weight. But whenever I work out, you know, first thing in the morning, I have more energy afterwards. You know, I got my workout out the day. A lot of people, our schedules are all over the place. So if we, you know, if we say, hey, we're going to work out later, you know, work or life might catch up to you and you might have to miss that workout. And, you know, might not sound like a bad thing for one day, but then, you know, that one day might turn into 3 days of not working out. And then, you know, a week goes by and you're like, oh, I haven't worked out all week. So when you wake up early, you get the opportunity to knock that out. You know, that's a win off your checklist right there. I started doing a checklist too and working out's on my checklist, and the gratification, just, you know, checking that off, getting out the way, it's just, you know, it's oddly satisfying. So that's 2 hours out of my day. And whenever I come back, you know, I make sure to get my protein shake in, get a good breakfast, and then I read or, you know, listen to audiobooks or a podcast, or some days I even go on YouTube and watch, you know, tutorials, or I'll do my Spanish learning in the morning as well. And you know what, that's 4 hours right there that I dedicated to myself. And, you know, whenever I start work, I'm already woken up, I'm more productive. So sometimes I finish work sooner. So all you guys, if you're working 10-hour days, you know, you might find that you can do what you do in 10 hours in 8 hours or 7 hours, and you actually have more time for yourself. But you know, it's all easy to say, but to wake up early, you have to obviously start going to bed earlier. And that's where a lot of people struggle. You got to kind of set up your day on a good note, set up your day to wake up early by going to bed early and getting in that solid nighttime routine. I don't know if any of you guys out there that work out, you know, this is something that I learned, that HGH, you know, it's naturally produced by your body. Some people inject it. I don't have an HGH guy, so I don't know where to find that. But, you know, your body naturally produces HGH around 10 to 12 p.m. during sleep. But a lot of us, you know, we might go to sleep at, you know, midnight or even past midnight. And even when you think about that concept of midnight, you know, it's the middle of the night. That's when you should be sleeping, the middle of the night. You know, I've been trying to go to bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I realize, you know, I get more quality sleep that way. And, you know, whenever I have a really hard workout that day, the next day, I don't feel as, you know, torn up. I feel better, you know, I feel, you know, stronger, ready to get that next workout in. So, and that's tip number four, guys, waking up early. You know, I'm not saying that you have to wake up at 5 o'clock every day, you know, whatever works with your schedule, but schedule more time in the mornings to, you know, for yourself, you know, to get your day started on your terms for yourself. So that's tip number four. And that brings us to tip number five, which is surround yourself with people with a growth mindset. I'm not sure who said this, but this is a really, you know, powerful quote, you know, saying that you're the average of the five people you hang around with the most. You know, if you were to look at those individuals, you can tell exactly the type of person you are. Now, you know, you can look at this at two different ways. You know, there's the negative way and the positive way. You know, a lot of people, you know, with the negative mindset will say, oh, so you're just going to start cutting people out of your life. You know, it sounds kind of crappy, but no, I mean, it's not saying that, but being mindful of the people you spend with the most. You know, if you want to be successful, it's hard to, you know, be successful, or, you know, try and be successful if you're around people who, You know, obviously everyone's definition of success is different, but if you want to be in a certain place in your life, you know, it's hard to get advice from people who aren't there or, you know, don't really know how to get there. You know, and that's something I realize more and more is that, you know, why would you take advice from somebody who's never been there, A, or, you know, you wouldn't switch lives with? You know, how many times have you gotten advice from somebody and, you know, they have no idea what they're talking about and you don't want to call them out on it? But yeah, when you hang around those types of people, now it doesn't even have to physically be around those people. You know, again, that comes back to watching YouTube videos or, you know, what you read and stuff. You know, I listen to David Goggins probably hours each day, whether it's a YouTube video or just rereading his book. You know, I listen to him so much. And you know, I've been told that people are like, "Oh, have you heard this? Have you heard this David Goggins guy? You remind me so much of him." And I realized it's because I listen to him so much that I, you know, say things that he says, little quirks that he does too. And so that was interesting to see because, you know, I spend so much time listening to him that you kind of emulate those people that you spend a lot of your time with. And again, you know, I'm not saying cut people at your life that doesn't, you know, fit that growth mindset. But if you want to grow, you have to, you know, make sure you're around those people who also want to grow and finding ways to grow, you know, whether it's, you know, personally or, you know, professionally. So, you know, also those friends that, you know, might not have the same growth mindset, you know, while you're kind of growing, you know, sometimes they might think down on you, but you know, you can also take your learnings and also, you know, share it with them and, you know, help them get to where they want to be personally as well. You know, one of the great things of, you know, successful people is you always see that they're always willing to teach because they realize, you know, success means nothing if their friends and family aren't there with them. You know, it's you want if you want that big house, you know, you want, you know, people that you love and care about to also be there too. And, you know, have your best friend as your neighbor as well. So that's tip number five, guys. I know I said I was only going to do five tips, but I also have a bonus tip as well. So this is an exclusive that you guys get as listeners. So you get a bonus tip, and that's finding time to, you know, find time to, you know, fill your purpose. Now, and that's kind of a scary or big term. You know, what's my purpose? And that's something that I, you know, sat and thought, you know, what was I meant to do? You know, what do I want to do in my life? And I feel like so many times we get caught up in our day-to-day lives that we really don't sit back and figure out, you know, what makes us happy or what brings us purpose. And that goes into with auditing your time. You know, once you see where you spend most of your time, you see where your values line up, or, you know, are you really fulfilling your purpose, or are you kind of putting that on the back burner? You know, if you're, you know, I hear all these quotes, I never know who say them, but they're such great quotes. But, you know, when it comes to your dream, if you're not willing to sacrifice for your dream becomes a sacrifice, you know? And I think whenever we talk about purpose, a lot of people think that, oh, our job has to be our purpose. But, you know, it doesn't have to be your job. I'm not saying, you know, leave your current job to go, you know, if your purpose or, you know, what brings you passion is, you know, volunteering, you can volunteer with your free time. You know, find ways to make more times for those activities because, you know, you become more happy with that. You know, like this podcast, for instance, you know, I started this because, you know, during the pandemic, I wanted to make my friends laugh, you know, make them happy as well. And, you know, it made me happy. You know, I felt like my purpose was to help others and, you know, help others realize that they can always become better. And, you know, doing this podcast brings me purpose or brings me happiness. So that's why I'm happy, you know, to finally have this podcast back, guys. And that's all that we have today. You know, hope you guys like this podcast. Definitely, you know, text me, DM me, just let me know what you guys think, or if there's, you know, other topics that you guys would like to hear. You know, this podcast definitely needs some work. I definitely can tell that I've been at the podcast game for a little while, but, you know, definitely let me know what you guys think. If you guys really like this episode, share it with a friend, share it with a family member, you know, see what they like or see if they have any tips that they would like to share to me as well. But guys, thank you all so much for listening. Hope you all have an awesome Natterday afternoon and go out there and do something great. Peace, guys.